that soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. And are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Hallelujah, in the blood. Oh, thank you. Washed, hallelujah, in the blood. Thank the Lord, amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Good to see all of you this morning. Hallelujah. Let's go to John chapter 3 and 1 through 5. Then go skip down to verse 27. Try to teach this to you in a very timely manner. Very familiar passage of scripture where Jesus talks to a man named Nicodemus, who would be the same man that would go back for the body of Jesus. It's amazing. He comes by night to talk to him, and he goes and later and gets his body, if I'm not mistaken, by night again. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know, we are certain that thou art the teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest. And everyone say that next word with me, except. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Then you skip down to verse 27, where John is speaking here, talking to the Pharisees. And John answered and said, A man received nothing except he be given him from heaven. Amen. Four times this word except caught my attention in John chapter 3. Wow, four times except is mentioned once by Nicodemus, twice by Jesus, and once by John. I want to teach from this word here called exceptionism. Exceptionism. Yeah, it means when the exception to the rule becomes the rule. Yeah, it's called exceptionism. Now you don't know that, but that's a new word. That's a new word. I plan on getting with Webster shortly after service and having him add that to the dictionary. But it's a new word, and I got it from Jesus. Exceptionism. He was good on exceptionism, where he would take the exception, and the exception now become the rule. Amen. Lord, we're thankful for this opportunity on this day to give you reverence and come to your house. Put everything else aside, all thoughts, all work, all activities, to come and worship you with our church body today. We ask that you be with us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be prosperous in everything that we do in this life and the life to come. Lord, we'll be ready for it when it comes our time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Exceptionism. You know, I was just thinking while I was in the prayer room that so many things... The weakness of almost everything is the joint, you know. It's the joint. It's where things connect. That's the weakness. I haven't reread that. Maybe we could find it real quick where that when James and John, or no, it was Peter and John, said, Silver and gold have I none. It said immediately strength came to, if I'm not mistaken, said his ankle bones. And yeah, y'all might check that out. But his bones weren't weak. What was the problem was his joints. And it's where things connect. And so it's sometimes, even in a marriage, there can be strength here and strength here, but it's how they connect. You know, boss and employee can be, both of them be good, but they don't know how to connect. And so it's conductivity that's so important. I can be a great pastor and you can be a great group to teach, but if we don't connect... You see, you can be great and I can be great, but it doesn't matter until we connect. And so the weakness does not seem to necessarily many times be in the person. It's in how you connect with people. Relationship is really, and so that's why the Lord said in one place, he said, pray for those, strengthen the weak knees of those that are weak. The ankle bones, strengthen, you that are strong, strengthen the knees of those that are weak, because knees are where things connect. You have great strong bones and great good muscles, but if they don't connect right, you're not going to walk right. And so this morning, I want to, as the pastor, connect to you. when you come to this church to hear the word of the Lord. Exceptionism. John, and let me just say this, John was, he was baptizing and had been baptizing, and he had a group of people following him, and the Pharisees came to him with a question, and they said, wait a minute, that same one that you baptized over in Jordan, he now baptizes. And he said, now, Jesus himself did not baptize, but his disciples did, and all your disciples are now beginning to follow him. So what do you think about that? And John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. So he said, you don't understand. He said, I'm not the bride or the groom. I'm the friend. And the friend rejoices when the bride and the groom get together. So I'm just rejoicing, and therein is my joy made full. So you don't understand. That's how we connect. He and I, we connect. We're on the same page. I'm not jealous. I am strengthening that connection now between you and them, because that's what God has called me to do. Hallelujah. And we've heard many times there are exceptions to every, there's exceptions to every rule. But what would happen when the exception becomes the rule? Mm-hmm. And the rule now becomes the exception. Wow. And so many times it's easier for me to remember the exceptions than it is all the rules. You think about it. There are so many rules and regulations, it's much easier for me to remember the exceptions than it is the rules. Because we got too many rules and so it's kind of like they write me up for running a yellow light. And they run red lights. They don't put on their blink, I'm not the ones that write you up. That must be an exception to the rule. I don't understand that. I'm going to get over it one of these days, but it may not be in this lifetime. That's okay. I got some bamboo behind my office, and I'm telling you, bamboo's hard to kill. It is hard to kill. And so I started looking for things to kill bamboo. I've been doing this for years. And so the other day I stopped at Tractor Supply. I said, surely they've got something that'll kill bamboo. And so I saw this label. It says, kills the toughest bushes, vines, and weeds. I said, that's for me. That's what I've got. Kills the toughest. This is the toughest I've ever seen. It's got to do it. And so I opened up this pamphlet to read this broad spectrum of things that it would kill. And there was this long list of things that I did know, but probably more things that I didn't know that it would kill. And I mean, it was list. And finally, you get to the end of the thing. It says, kills all the above except bamboo. I should have started with my dyslexic problem. I should have started at the bottom and worked. That's why I'm dyslexic. That's smart to be dyslexic. That way I'd have saw immediately it doesn't kill bamboo. I'm only interested in the exception. I'm interested in what you don't do. That's my problem. And so I wish that I had read the exception first, because the rule didn't help me. Wow. The rule is that thing that they say will kill all these other things, but let's rule out bamboo. It's the exception. And what I wanted to kill was the exception. And after much research, I found a herbicide that made similar claims, but it had a brief sentence at the end. It says, also kills. I said, that's for me. Also kills bamboo. Hallelujah. Look out, bamboo. Here I come. Hallelujah. And so all of a sudden, now this exception that everyone else could not satisfy what I needed, because I got an unnormal problem. How many of you have a bamboo problem? See? But if I said, how many of you got a weed problem or one of these common weeds, everybody, but I got a bamboo problem. I need something that is exceptional. I need something beyond the norm, something outside of the rules to solve my problem. And I'm looking for something, not that kills poison ivy or tallow trees or poison oak. I'm looking for something to control bamboo so it becomes the rule. Yeah, it becomes the rule. I'll rule it with this. Hallelujah. And my problem is that I need the exception and not the rule. And I will tell you this morning, neither am I looking for things the world calls the rule. To enjoy life, you can do this, you can do that, you can, all the things that life offers. I'm an exceptional person, and I'm not looking for things to help me enjoy life. I am looking for things that will get me to eternal life. Hallelujah. The world is not worried about eternal life. They are worried about this life. But I have an exceptional God that provided an exceptional plan for exceptional people. He called them a peculiar people. And the exception becomes the rule. Hallelujah. Medicines, you look at medicines, you read, cures this. I got a little bottle. It's got a cork in it, one of them old kind of bottles, old kind. And it says, it might, my wife may have to help me, it cures, what does it say? Crips, it cures, I don't know, and then it said, et cetera. Et cetera. Whatever, you know. And I'm telling you, you wouldn't get 2 tablespoons out of them bottles, and they were just flat, you know, they didn't have much in them. Must have been good. But a lot of medicines you read about what all it will cure, but I got this. I began to notice throughout the Bible that there was a theme to exceptional things that I termed exceptionism. It's when God takes what the exception is and makes it his rule. And of course, rule means to dominate and control and to regulate and these kind of things. And the law has a set of rules, but many times we see this list of rules and it will say, no exceptions. It's kind of like no shirt. No, what is it? Yeah, no shirt, no sir, but there's a few other things they put no in there. I don't remember what. Whatever, no exceptions either. No exceptions. I mean, there is no exceptions. And so what Jesus does is he takes these things that are exceptions and that becomes his rule. No exceptions. Now there's no exceptions to his rule. The law could not make the comers thereunto perfect, or they would have ceased from coming. They would have ceased from offering their sacrifices. That could never, it said, take away the sins. The blood of a bullock or a goat could never take away. But then there comes this exceptional man. Hallelujah. A man who became the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A man who was the high priest and was the sacrifice, so that he offered himself to be the sacrifice and knew no sin, yet he died for sin. Now that's an exception to the rule. And that became the rule. Hallelujah. It became the rule. This man once died for sin and all could be saved. It became the rule. That if you want to be saved, you got to go through him. Hallelujah. Used to, you went to a high priest and you went to this one and that one and you offered up. Now you've got to go to him. The exception became the rule. When we look at the life of Moses and the calling of Moses, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him to a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And Moses looked, and behold, he saw this bush that was burning, but yet the bush was not consumed with the fire. Mm-hmm. And God did not call him just out of any ordinary burning bush. If the bush would have burned up and turned to charcoal, and Moses would have said, man, I've seen thousands of bushes burn out here. I wonder what bush will burn next. But as he passed by, the Bible says, he caught a glimpse of a bush on the side of it because he turned aside, you see. So he was going one way, and on this periphery, there is this bush that's burning. And I'm sure he thought, oh, I hope the forest don't catch on fire with that bush. But he looked, and it was not consumed. He said, I will now turn aside and see why. You ever wanted to know why? You ever wanted to turn aside and quit doing? Tell me why. Why is this bush not consumed? Now understand, the Lord hadn't talked to him yet. All he's got is a burning bush, and now he's got a talking bush. You talk about an exception to the rule, my friend. Not only do you have a bush that burns and is not consumed, it's a talking bush. And it's telling you, Moses, it knows your name. Now, most of us would run into a burning talking bush, we would run. Because that's the norm. That would be the rule. But Moses was drawn to an exceptional thing. And when God spoke to him, he said, take off your shoes for you are on holy ground. And we know that wood supplies fuel. What wood is a finite, not infinite, but a finite, limited amount of fuel that can burn until it is exhausted. And I found a wonderful scripture to set that up with, Proverbs 26 and 20. Where no wood is, the fire goeth out. Yeah. Where no wood is, the fire will go out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceases. Yeah. See, your ears are someone else's wood. If you want the fire to go out, you don't give them any wood. And when you don't give them any wood, that fire will go out. Every time. If you don't want to listen to me, then I'll go, okay. Ooh, I just had to throw that in there. That was good. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why this bush is not burned. If the bush would have been consumed, that would have been the rule. That's the way it always has been. That's the way it's been all my life. So why am I thinking it's going to change? But when he saw that it did not burn up, he wanted to see why. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside, he quit doing what he was doing and turned aside, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. God was speaking unto Moses through this burning bush, but he did not speak until he had his full attention. That's worth noting. He did not speak until he had what was on the side now in the forefront. Until he turned aside and left what he was doing and said, why are you not burning up, Mr. Bush? And then the Lord spoke to him. And I'm telling you, people wonder why I'm not hearing from God. It's because you got too many other issues. You need to turn aside away from that and focus your attention just on God. And when you put God in the forefront, then God begins to talk and God begins to instruct. And now Moses gets instruction because he's not worried really about the sheep right now and what his father-in-law and all that. He wants to know why this bush isn't burned up. And God begins to talk to this man and called him out of this burning bush. I like people that will face the exceptions rather than run from them. And too many times people, when they meet fire, they run. They meet trouble, they run. Confusion, they run. Altercations, they run. And sooner or later, you got to face the rules and the exceptions. Amen. And real life-changing situations are when you learn how to deal with the exceptions to the rule. That's right. That's right. You can run if you want to, and that's the general rule, but only exceptional people can handle exceptional problems. Do you know you're paid for what you're able to control? You are paid. Every one of you that have a job, you're paid based upon your problem-solving ability. That's right. That's how you're paid. You're compensated based on how you can solve a problem that somebody else can't solve. That's right. And so it is that your worth to God increases the more that you can solve.